Hello, everybody. This is Chelsea. Welcome to my podcast. And this is my very first podcast. So I am gonna talk about the video I just watched and an article I just read. So I'm gonna start with the video. The video is called Let's Use Video to Reinvent Education by Sal Khan. He is the creator of Khan Academy, and the main idea of his speech is about flip classroom, flip teaching, and how did he start all of these. But while I do admit that the flip classroom, this idea is amazing, it's very helpful, and it's worth to use in the language teaching classroom. But this is not what I wanted to talk about today. So I don't know if you guys ever noticed that how or when did he started his business of Khan Academy. I think because some of his tutor video on YouTube that he did for his cousin got very, very popular in a very short amount of time, and people really like his idea of teaching, of tutoring maths. So he realized or he noticed that this video or those videos might be more helpful for more people, not only his cousin, not only his family, his friends. So that's why he started to working on that. So he's very sensitive about when that happened. I mean, if I were in his position, I would probably not notice or realize that how important that is. I will be probably that, my videos got popular, got a lot of likes, and it's great. And that's it. I would not notice that this will help more people, but he did. So the sensibility is very important from this point. I mean, for example, before I started take this 590 class, I never know these many internet tools. I didn't know anything more of Twitter besides just follow some celebrities, follow some of my friends. But after I took this class, I know that there are a lot of Twitter chats in Twitter, so I can follow, which is about education topics or language teaching topics, anything that I'm interested, other than just follow friends or celebrities. Or I know more about flip classroom. I know more about voice thread, but these are all about when I am a student. But as a teacher, I should have that sensibility of using what I learned into my own teaching. Like after I learned all of those skills or tools, I start to use those in my own classroom. Like what I said, I use VoiceThread in my own class, Chinese class, teaching, and I also use flip classroom. Like I ask my students to make teaching videos for each other, so to see what they learn from each other and how do they progress. So I think what I learned from this video, besides the whole flip classroom, is that the Sal Khan, this guy, he is very clever about realize something that is very important. So that's very good. So this is about the video. And what about the article? So this article is called An Open Letter to the Learners of This Planet by Bon Curtis. So this article is all about that we have so much access to a lot of information today than like decade or decades ago. And I agree. The technology developed really fast today, and we do have much access to a lot of things we like. I'm lucky because I have study abroad experience. I am now in the United States, so I do have a lot of access to a lot of things. But like when I was still at home, back home, like my friends are not that lucky because we don't have access to Google, to YouTube, to Facebook, to Twitter. So I feel sorry that they can't learn or they can't have what I learn. So this is actually, I think this is a problem. But I can't change the policy back home, but I do hope that I do suggest them that if they ever have the chance or have if they can, they should study abroad at least for a year, like to see if no matter what you want to do in the future, to do business or to teach or to do whatever they want, they can just come here, or they can go outside of the world to gain much experience through like much more access than back home. So yeah, this is what I this is my thought about the article and the video. So thank you very much.